Okay. Trying to define exactly what Bola Vimo is. Now, before we begin, I mentioned before this very important thesis. We just have to see what the Gzeres HaKosov said. That's an important akdama to get into Shila Babayla. Tell us to sit down to yourself. Ain't svara. No svara. Stomach zera sakos vara svara. Bolavim alo yashav. Okay. That's very important hakdama. It cuts through a lot of things some people wrote on it. Without getting into who wrote it. Okay. Zera sakos. Okay. Marissa, let's just organize a whole bunch of different sugyas and then try to see what the klal is to define what it's all about. Again with the sugya pei aleph omer aleph. Shmor li v'yesh moloch. Make a kinyan, I watch for you, you watch for me. Shmir v'bayla. What happens simultaneously, l'chora, I'm meshubit to you and you're meshubit to me. We're Kenyan where we have, I'm meshubit to you and you're meshubit to me. Am I watching now? I'm not watching. Doesn't seem to say I am watching. Shmoli v'eshmoloch. We exchange shibudim. It's one simultaneous exchange of shibudim. Okay. Morris says, I shmir b'baylim. Morris says, no, you watch for me today, I'll watch for you tomorrow. So therefore, it's not a simultaneous exchanging of shibudim, and there's no overlap. Okay. We said, hashileni v'ashilcho. Now here, the machlokes rishonim, Rashi and other rishonim. I explained that, and this is going to come back a whole bunch of different ways, that Rashi says, "En kam bailim shel chefetz b'melachto shel shomer." Does that mean a shoel doesn't have to watch? So we saw here very clearly, Sane dalet amid beis, a shoel does have to watch. Certainly I showed you in the sheets of the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, that's Mavur, I believe, Mochach there, that a Shoal has to watch even more than a Shomer Socha. It could be a Shoal has to be Yoshim or Shomer, according to the Rambam, Shomer Socha. It doesn't have to be Shomer or Shomer. How much more, I don't know. But that is Mavur Shom. So what is Rashi talking about? So I tried to explain that with the Yisod Reb Chaim said, using Reb Chaim's Yisod, he was using it for something else, that when I say, I'm a Kabbalah Shmira, I obligate myself to watch for you. I obligate myself to do something for you. That's why the Gemara says in Bar Metzia Daf Nun Ches, that let's say I'm a Shomer Socher, and I'm a poshea, and I have to pay, and I come to collect my wages as a shomer socher. The mafkid says, not only do you owe me money, but I don't have to pay you. You didn't do your job. Why? Because I'm paying him to do what? To watch, and he didn't watch. So I don't have to pay him. He didn't do his job, because that's his chiyuv to do. And a shomer chinam, he is mechuyev to do a job. And so, but so part of Shoal is his chayv is to watch. That's why it's Shmir B'Bailim. It wouldn't be just a Chiyav Achrayas without a Chiyav to watch. It wouldn't be Shmir B'Bailim. Shmir B'Bailim means I have to do something for you and you have to do something for me. And that's my Hischaivas. It's Hischaivas to you and you have Hischaivas to me. But Hashleni Vashilcha says Reb Chaim, She'ela, what did I do? I took a Chayfetz from you. I borrowed your car. And the deal between us is you let me borrow your car. I got Kinyan Etashish in your car. I didn't say, and I will watch for you. I didn't say that. I just said, I'm getting Kinyan Etashish. You gave me Kinyan Etashish. The Torah says, I have to watch. So it's nothing I was mischaying myself to you. That's how Reb Chaim builds this piece there. Oh, so comes along. She says, no, I have to watch because I have to watch. I don't have, but it doesn't mean I'm watching for, it's not my hichiyav to you. The Torah is mechayev me to watch. Okay. Yes. We will see that. That is a machlokas rishon. There's a Mordechai about that. We'll get there. I'm just setting down tentative things. We're rounding out a whole picture and we're going to put a whole picture together. Okay. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Hashileni Vashilcha ish Ishmira B'Bala. Why? It is because as all I'm doing something for you, even though I'm not my chiyuv to you, it may be enough. Where do we see that as a difference? Just we'll answer Rabbi Schwartz's thing. So, if you take a look at this problem, Hashleni Vashilcha, why it's not, so the Nesiva says, because I'm watching, when I got caught Kinyan Etashmesh, I have a Bailus, Begof Hadova, and you have a Bailus, Begof Hadova. So I'm watching for myself, because I don't want anything to happen to that car, because I have to drive the car. Once I'm watching for myself, I'm also watching for you. That's how the Siva says in Shem and Shemay. Cave and the Masha Shamru, who Rakla Atzmo, he throws Harry Kol Hanor Shalom. Because he has the exclusive Schus Etashmish. The other person doesn't have any Schus Etashmish. That's how the problem is. What about, how does that interface with Shutfen? Okay. So that's why I said that. But comes along Rabbi Schwartz, and let me just read the following halacha. Hishalo behemto, o hiskiro lo. I rented you my behemoth, I lent you my behemoth, lamasu. You're going to take this donkey and take something from place X to place Y. V'holachimo, and he volunteered l'sa'ado, l'hatino. He volunteered. Says the Rambam that Shimem Vov Dalid, not like the Mordechai. We read the Gra, he brings the words of the Mordechai. He says, the Shoel Bikesh Mehamasha. The Shoel asks the marshal to help him. So if it's in response to the request of the Shoel, so he's working for him. Otherwise, he's just doing his thing. He's not work. So what does it mean to work for someone? You're doing something for him or doing something in response to him? Certainly the Mordechai is the opinion that I'm doing it for him only when he asks me to do it for him. So the Mordechai, certainly in this case, is of the opinion, I have to be not doing it, I'm doing it for him. Now, the Rambam doesn't say that, or the Rishonim don't say that. I'm doing it for him, not in response to him, but he has the Kinyan Etashmish, and I am helping him by volunteering. I'm a nice person, I help him. That's also Bolavimo. Okay. He went, but he went not to help him. He went to see that he's not putting extra weight on it, so he's not doing something for him. He's doing something for his own animal. Ah. So he's not doing it for him, he's doing it for himself, just to make sure everything is safe and nothing's happening to his property. That's not Bolivimo. He's doing it for himself. Okay. I don't know what that is. And if he's holding something part of the handler, he's doing it for the purpose of making sure his animal is safe. He's doing it for making sure that his animal is safe. So who's he doing it for? For himself. The moment he's doing it for himself, that's not Bolivimo. And that's probably where the what do you call it is coming from. That's probably where the Nasivis is coming from. If I'm doing it for myself, and he happens to benefit, that's not a problem. That's not Bolivimo. Okay. Then, the Gemara has a story. There are these people whose parnasa was preparing a certain herb for either for spices, for detergent, or whatever it is. And after they prepared it, they had to give to someone to bake. He took it to bake. He took these herbs to bake. And then he said, gave him his glima. And then it turned out that they were posheing the glima. And but it's not Bolivimo, because before he went to bake, he went to drink beer. Went to the bar. Went to a bar to get some drinks. Went home to drink some beer, however it was. So therefore, when they made the Kinyan Shailah, the Kinyan Shmirah, they made the Kinyan Shmirah, and see, what is it doing? He is working not for one person, he's working for a whole group of people. He's working for a whole group of people, and there was a Pshia, it would have been Pshia Babaylim. But he didn't go straight to work. He took a break in between. Says Tosis. Tosis Tzadei Dalet Omer Aleph. Rivom Omer Aleph Hikshu Rivom. The Lavdavka be Idna Viditai. What does he have? He quotes a Gemara. Let's take a look at that Gemara. Sayin Omer Aleph. Gemara says like this. Amar Rava. I'm on the boy Lemishal Midi Mechavre. I want to be a Shoel, but I want to get out of Lechia Bechrayas. Namely, I tell him, Ashkin Ma, get me a drink of water. Have a Shila Bavaila. Be Pikechu. And if the person's Pikechu, say, no, you first do a Kinyan, then I'll get you a drink of water. Okay. Amar Rava. Mikri Dardiki. Shasla tabchova umnos saper mosa. All of these people work for the city. That means the city has certain people appointed to certain jobs. And anyone can call them up and says, I want you to do this for me. So that meshubit to all the people in the city to do this specific job. Kulon idnavadetayhu, while they're working, kishila babaylam donu. Says Rashi, im mishahoye zebe melachto shol hemeno, beima baosa shol umeisa potur. If I'm working for, now here is a massive machlokas shon, which you'll have to understand. What does it mean? I'm working for Reuven, and there's a thing with Shimon, or no? Reuven calls me up, I need you to do the following. He sappers some people. It was one barber for a whole city. I come up, I need a haircut. And so he's working for me. And then, so he's a marshal. He's a bolivimo or not. Or he's working for me. He's marshal something to somebody else, another person of the city. Rashi is very careful to say. Im ishois ze b'melachto, shol hemenu behema ba'osa shor umei support. It's all the same person. See, the Rosh says different. Okay. Now, so apparently it's while he's working. The Gemara says, Bailim ba'amiro, the moment he says, I'll work for you, that's it. No, having He says like this. When does his chayvus begin? I say, oh, I agree. Okay, I'll work for you. So the hischaivus begins the moment I begin not working for you, getting ready to work for you, and dropping everything else I have, I'm going to work for you. That means I said, you call me up, you go do something. I said, fine. So I begin putting on my clothes and getting into the... From that moment, I'm a shubin. That's considered hascholos melocha. If you take a look in the Ravid, Ravid says like this. Ravid in the Shita says like this. Amir lav amir b'chudu, no be'ina hatzcholas melocha. Oh, halicha la melocha. El the kevin shoma hashleni parascha, v'tisha li'ima. Hischil v'gin ina, okay. That means the person shiba to the person he agreed to work for begins hascholas loch. Inami hadavin and hitzchilu ohoch animil lechuv mamona. Abuturz mi islahu mishum shalok kedin avdin. He says no, from Shas Amira on, that's enough. But if I back out, there's no chiyav moment. Chiyav moment only begins from hascholos melach. The question: there is a shiva, but it's not enough of a shiva to machayav moment. Is that enough for bolavim or not? That's what the Ravid says here. And now. That's what Amira means. But what does the Ravid say about the guy who drank the beer? If he immediately went to work, I'm establishing myself to work for you in the future. But right now, if I'm a shav myself to work for you in the future, that's the Gemara says, Shmor li resh mechol amoch, that's nothing. So if he went to drink beer, so he was not mashavit himself to work immediately, he was mashavit himself to work in the future. Now there's one other Gemara. Okay. So we're going through all the Gemaras and see how we put it together in some consistent definition. Bolavim. Gemara says like this. Gemara tzarevov at the bottom. Boy Rami Bachom. Baal benichsa yishto. is a Baal a Shoel or a Socher is what? Baal b'nichse yishtar. So what are we talking about? Nichse milug. So since we're going to be spending some time in nichse milug, let's get you a brief introduction to what a ksuba is about. If a woman has property, she gets married. So nichse milug is sometimes she doesn't want to be busy managing the property. She owns the property. The husband takes care of the property and is ochel peros of the property. That's nichse milug. Nichse tzon barzel is, she says, this property is worth X amount of money. If you take care of it, and if something happens, you owe me that amount of money. The standard ksuba that is signed in everyone's chasna nowadays is nichse tzon barzel. It's nichse milug, which we're going to spend a lot of time on Sarevov on it. So what is he? He's taking care of the peros. He has Kenyan peros. Is he a shoel or a socher? Omer Rava says, L'fum churba shabeshta. Monafshich. If he's a shoel, shila b'baylim. He's a socher, it's chiris b'baylim. Why? Shila b'baylim, shehi imo todir b'malachto. She's always working for him. V'nishelos lo t'chiloh. Nishanisoh. When did she become chayiv to work for her husband and continues working for her husband? From the moment the suman is on. So if she's mashal or maskor or gives a pikadon to him, what is it? It's always balavina. So Rashi throws in an important word. Todir. Always. Okay. The Ravid says, there's a flip side to that. Hilchos Ishus. Perkova Aleph Hilchos Ishus. Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Perk Vaal Hilchos Ishus. Ishus Shashavra Kalim. My wife's putting back the dishes into the cabinet. She broke it. And she's doing her regular household work. Petura. Why? It's a takana. Because otherwise everyone shalom bayis would get out of control. And shalom b'toch habayis lo'olam. She'd be standing on her head not to do anything, not to make any mistakes. She can't have something. She can't break a plate. Says the Ravid, no. Amar Avram, lo man Hashem. Nay, shehi shmir of a bailin. Shu sochlo b'chol sha'ah. He's always working for her. So where did the Ravid get this from? From the Ravid, if she's always working for him, he's always working for her. According to the Ravid, it's a very even deal. You take a look, but the Rambam parent says not even deal. Okay, let's see how the Rambam defines. This is Perikof Alev's Ishus Tess. Look at Perikof Alev Ishus Zion. Shekol Ishus Selabaylo. Five things she has to do with him. One of them is the Omedes L'Shamish Befonim. She has to be ready to help him in everything at all times. Boom. You take a look here. So here the Rambam, and therefore he needed a takana. So what do the other Rishonim say about this? So there's a very major difference between the Rambam and Ravid, who's working for who in a marriage. Take a look at the Magid Mishnah. It says like this. Call me back at 2 o'clock in the middle of the Shema. Says the Magid Mishnah quotes the Rashba. Rashba quotes the Perek HaShoel Shedai Donote L'das Rabbeinu. It says. Okay. The time arrived, Sal says, if she isha he should schur in my baila b'chol shaw. Ava hu, in a sochim ol b'shaw, she misasik b'tzorcheha. When he's working for her, in a chanami. But he has free time when he's not working for her. But she's always working for him. You take a look and look at Yosef. Luke Yosef brings this. Shehi tomid b'malachto on nun heyom at aleph. V'in nishol alo t'chilo k'shin yisuf. Av p'chein o aset kol shor mamish. She's not always working for him. She goes to sleep at night, take a vacation. So what happened? She got a Yerusha. And the husband now on the Yerusha, he's taking care of it for her. So it's here. So Bolovimba. So and when did the Yerusha come? Someone, she was asleep. She's asleep, and all of a sudden, some relative died, and she gets a Yerusha. Is she working for her husband? He says, Mikol Mokom, Kevin Shaina Pturla, Olam Alisham Shul. If she's sleeping, she's sleeping. She's doing it for her husband, so she should have strength to be work for her husband. Everything she does, she takes a vacation for her husband. Everything she does is for her husband. So says Mokios. Okay. It's Vidamya, and it's similar. Aminalea, we said, the Bailim Bamiro Tikno. Yeshuam should keep it off Lassus Malach. He doesn't do it. But he says, what is the Bailim Bamiro? So we saw the Ravid says, Tosa says, he's on the way to do the work. And what does he say about Bailam Bamira? Go back, he says. U Bailam Bamira, Amira did hook has cholas malach. Bamira Baalma is Nisha. Because it's Tarumas. Because you'll keep a law of Lassus malach to Bolavimba Karimu. Shenkan Inyan le Kinyan Acha. He says, the moment I say it, I'm obligated. I say, I'll work for you, I'm obligated. What does he say in that pay aleph? About the guy who drinks the beer? Adayin lo hischel b'melachto. Shebishor shenasu im shomrim lo motzor atzma liyus melachtam olo. Yeah, he agreed to do it, but he's planning on beginning later. He said, the kaim ha'afilo yimo b'shash shvura. Kaim ha'afilo yimo b'shash shvura. He says, yes. So, and here that's right, he says. He says, yes, if I'm planning on doing something else in between, no, I'm a schayef for later. But if I say I'll do it right away, the moment I say I'll do it right away, I'm a melachto. Okay. He says, what does it say about mikre dardiki, the people work for the city while they're working, shelva b'ayim, and mishum shepturim l'shamish b'shos yiduos. I'm the barber for everyone in the city. Anyone can call me up, I need a haircut. Fine. But that's only 9 to 5. So my hischaivis is only 9 to 5. A woman's hischaivis is 24/7. A man's hischaivis to his wife is when he's working for her. And it depends what the hischaivis is. Hischaivis begins when you say something, when you agree to work for a person right away. If I agree to work for you, what I intended only, I'll work for you after I take a few beers. So the hischaivis begins after a few beers. That's when the bowl of emo begins. Now, okay, these are all the Gemaras. So let's set down what the klal is and what the klal is not. What Shulchan Aruch says, what it's not. Okay. If I would read, this is Ram says like this. Red base. Quotes Aloha Bolavimo. He says, Ubilvad Shayishal Habailim Tchila. The Bailim is Sha'ul at the very beginning. That means he's obligated to work for him already Bishas Kabbalah Sashmira. O Imar Chayfetz. Or together, or simultaneously. Either. But he cannot, the shash depends what happens to the shash shmira. Yechad ha-shol ha-sabaylim, o-shasachram, ha-shol ha-sabaylim, o-samaloch, o-sham. So he's talking about the baylim being sha'ul o-sochur to the shomer. Okay. If I take it literally, it means there's a chiyuv. Either you pay for the chiyuv, it's a voluntary chiyuv, but it's chayav to work. Then he adds, "V'afilu amalachaveru hashkeni mayim." If he even he says, "Just get me a drink of water," show me men of behemto, and mehishkehu nasos b'ayim harushin shalav b'bayim. He gave him. Okay, this is what the Rambam says. If I would take this straight, I'd say there are two types of shalav. A ball of emo. This ball of emo, where I have a chiyuv to work, and chiyuv to work means I agreed to work right away, and the chiyuv has to be to work now, and there's a chiyuv to work now, and the chiyuv to work, and if the chiyuv exists besides Kabbalah Shmira, or simultaneously with Kabbalah Shmira, so then it's Bolavimo. But if it's the chiyuv to work after the Kabbalah Shmira, or he's working from after Kabbalah Shmira, it's not Bolavimo. Then something else, I say, get me a drink of water. You're not Shoal. There's no, you're not working for me. There's no chiyuv for you to get me the drink of water. I say, okay, I'll get you a drink of water. I'll get you a drink of water. Or you just walk to get a drink of water. You're doing something for me. On your own. There's no hischaivus to get me a drink of water. Shila b'baylim. Rambam says, he shall be hamto. And he was show the behemoth. Yotzim olasai. And on his own, he volunteered, I'm going to help you because I'm helping you manage my animal. That's also Shira Bailim. And here the Mechaber adds a very important thing. And the Mechaber is quoting the Rambam, but editorializing and in saying, I didn't on my own. So there's no Hischaivis. I just volunteered to help him. So what if this is, the Mechaber is telling me Pshat and the Rambam. So what is he saying? As long as whether I have his chayvus to work for you, or I'm working for you, benkachu benkach is bolavim. That's a simple way of reading the Rambam. And it says melamed tinokos vanodea livnei medina amakiz lohem dam asofer shalem v'chabel kliyodz ben b'yom shu yoshi bolatzus melachto. on the day, apparently the time also, when I'm sitting to work, and that means I have to work 9 to 5. I have to work 9 to 5. So, who am I working for? So, if it be I work for everyone in the city, so I'm a Shubit from 9 to 5. Ram says, no, I'm a Shubit. That means I'm, let's say, he says a sofer, let's say others, sapper. I give haircuts, they give me a salary, it'd be available 9 to 5 to give haircuts. So, then, that means someone picks up a phone, that's me, I want a haircut. I said, fine. So now, I'm a Shubit to him. I'm a Shubit to him. So, I'm a Shubit to him. So Ram says, but if no one called me up yet, I'm not a Shubit. I'm a Shubit to be a Shubit. But the moment someone calls me up, I'm a Shubit to him, then at that point, it's Bala Vim. Tishmir Babag, I feel a Parshabar, Shem a Potter. Okay. This is very, this Lechora is the Shittas Rambam in a very clear way. Take a look at other Rishonim. There are variations on it, but essentially, if you take a look, for instance, in the Rosh.
Yeah. In the Rambam, just now, we were saying that he's only able to laugh with the person he's actually doing malacha for.
Yeah, that's what he says. That's what Rashi says.
So what does it have to do with Yom?
That means, if I have to work Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, so, and Monday, Wednesday, I don't have to work. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, someone calls me up, give me a haircut. I say, fine, come over, I'll give you a haircut. So from that moment, shadow the Bible, because I'm a Shubit to give him a haircut. Monday, Wednesday, I'm not. If he calls, no, can I get a haircut? I said, sure, come over. And while I'm giving the haircut, I'm a Shubit. I'm bullying. It's on the day then, but it's a specific person. If you take a look in the Rosh, when the Rosh says it, when he quotes it, quotes it here. Yeah. Amr Simon Vov. Came a hochamashra while they're working. And in the beginning it says, Bamira. Tzarech lomad v'idin b'avatai v'lav davka. Elo v'shor shim ezamnim atzma v'lechas. That's Amira. Can't perish arrive it. It says, you never type perish arrive it. It's man haroi le melocha come. To she'en o sigbo, lefi she'en vashoyen li shomim min ha-melochos, ha-hu. That means 9 to 5, I have to be available. The moment I have to be available, I'm a shubit. Kevin shu sochol chol b'nei o'ir le melochos zu, b'chol eis, shem tzvichon lo, b'chol eis, b'chol shoa, have yishai le b'ayim l'chol b'nei o'ir. So he says, therefore, I'm a Shubit to whoever calls me, so I'm a Shubit to the city. Once I'm a Shubit to the city, then he says, immediately have a Shutfim Shisach Rusichalder. What be if 2 Shutfim, I'd sell them for a month to be available to either of them? When we get to Shutfim Shisachal, we're going to have to. So he says, I'm not Meshubit to Reuven, I'm not Meshubit to Shimon. I'm Meshubit to the city, or to this group of people. And therefore, 9 to 5, I'm Meshubit to him, it's the Shibit itself. Because 9 to 5, I'm not allowed to do anything else. So what is he talking about? It's very clear. We're talking, it's not that I could have spent the whole day doing nothing. I'm still Bolivima. Why? Because I have a shibud. Like Shmuel Yireh Shmuloch, I'll watch for you, you watch for me. I have a shibud at this point. The moment there's a shibud. When does the shibud begin in Amira? I said, I'll work for you. Yes, well, it's my intent to work for you right away. Work for you an hour after I get some beer. So, Haschol Smoch, that's when the shibud begins. Everything revolves around a shibud. Now, Hashkeni Mayim, L'chora, I would say there's no shibud. It's just, I'm actually working for you.
Is there any difference that every time it's She'ilas Bailam?
What?
Anytime it's She'ilas Bailam, it's supposed to Sechiras Bailam.
Well, a she'elas bayim means is there a shibud? If I say, get me a drink of water, and you say, fine, I'll get you a drink of water, or you've got to get me a drink of water. You're a shol to me, you have a shaivus to get the water. You can't say, no, you can't halfway. Yeah. I find it a little difficult to view that as a she'elah. The Rambam, what is the Rambam is very clear, even though there is no shibud, that he says, I'm helping you. I volunteer to help you. And even the Mordechai who disagrees with the Rambam says, I'm not working for you unless you ask me to work for you. But I'm working for you. The Rambam, you have a donkey. And you want it to load. I've managed the donkey. Okay. So I either rent it to you, I lent it to you, and I walk out on my own. Muhammad is very clear when he was on his own. So the pashtus of these halachas is, if I take the whole thing, put it together, it's that when there's a shibud, kolzman is a shibud, it's bolavimo. If there's no shibud and I'm doing something for you, it's also bolavimo. And the question is, if I have a shibud to a group of people, whenever one of them works, and that will have to get into greater detail, shalom al shutfim, nishal al shutfim, how that works. But this is, but here's a pasuk of the halachas. Yes. What?
Is there a case of the bailim of shol and the shibud?
Bailim of shol, what?
Bailim. So, not get paid and have a
shibud. No. Why not? I agree to work for you. I agree to do something for you. I tell you, you know, I want you to do me. Go water my lawn. To his shul. And I said, fine, I'll water your lawn. Have a shibud to water his lawn. And if there's a damage to it, lawn, and you didn't do it, so that's all halacha. So, we'll double if there's a hefset or not. Why is the drink of water different? And, the fact that you don't need a shibud, you see from the Rambam, if I volunteer, there's no shibud. So, actually, working is enough. Getting the drink of water, the Ritva Yishonim says there is a shibud. I found that interesting. Take a bit for your son. I know, I saw the halacha of volunteering, and I said, get a drink of water. Maybe there was a shibud.
Ready?
Yeah.
The lashon of Rambam, I think, was that by volunteering, it was yatsa to help him.
Yeah, actually did. He's actually working for him.
Yeah, you just yatsa, it sounds like that's enough.
No. Mom says like this. Here she'll be handled to the yotz of Imol aside, and he's standing there with the, not that he left the house, the yotz of Imol aside, and he's walking with the animal. Imol. Not the yotz of Mibesol. Yotz of Imol. He's walking with the animal to help.
But did he actually start helping yet?
He doesn't have, as long as he's standing there, working, seeing if he has to help, that's he's working for him.
Even though it's voluntary.
Even though he's volunteering, but he's working with the animal to see that it doesn't, so that itself is working for somebody. Okay. That, yes. What? He says hishkehu. He gave him the water. That would indicate that, you know, he's doing something for him. If you take a look in the Gra, take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in a number of places quotes the Rambam that editorializes. Here, for instance, of walking out with the animal, what does he say? And he did it on his own. He's not. So, if you take a look what he said here about the drink of water, and he's doing it while he's doing something for him. So in the previous ones, there's a shibud. So the question is, when is the shibud? To who is the shibud? Here, there's no shibud. So he says I actually have to be, not I did do it while I am doing something for him. Then the Shila Babaya. I would have said that there's no real machlokas here between the Rambam and other Rishonim. Jumps in the Gra, says no. So what's the machlokas between them? Says the Gra, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosus and the Rosh. That, according to Tosus and the Rosh, I say, go get me a drink of water. The moment you walk to the faucet, it's Bolavima. The Machabes says in the Rambam, while you're giving him the drink of water. Because according to Tosis and the Rosh, on the way to the job is part of the job itself. So walking to the spot to get you the drink of water, I'm working for you already. I'm doing something for you already. The Rambam says when it comes to a shibud is a shibud. But when it's something I'm doing for you, I actually have to be doing it for you. And it's on the way to it is not part of the doing it for you. That's all. That's how the Gra adjusts the Rambam here. The Behishke. Yes. I'm standing there next to the animal. It's not on the way to the animal. While walking with the animal to make sure that I don't, and I'm ready to adjust it. That itself. Supervising is also working. What's he doing? He's supervising it. And supervising in a way, if he's going to have to do something, he'll do something. But supervising is also, I'm supervising your thing, I'm also working for you. That's the picture what Bolavimo is all about. Okay. Now, let's continue. Now, the Gemara goes through. The Gemara goes through all the limudim to prove what the halachas are. How do we know the first part? Shomachinim, Shomasoch, Shoel. Okay. Then the Gemara, so that you can go through yourself. Gemara gets Pshia B'Bailim, which we've discussed at length. It's a machlokas between Ravach and Ravina. That means you have three parshas, Shomachinim, Shomasocha, Shoah. Okay. Shoal, the whole parsha of Balavim was in Shoal, but Shoal begins with a Vav. So what is the Vav for? To tell you that Balavim also goes back on Shoma Socha. But there's no Vav between Shoma Chinam and Shoma Socha. So it also goes back on Shoma Chinam because of the Vav or not. That's Machlokes Rav Acha and Ravina. Okay. Says Tosis, a very important Tosis, which we're going to be using as Tosis in the future. Pasuk Rabbeinu Chananu, Tzarehei Omer Aleph, Departu Mitam, Dekol Heicha, Depligi Rav Acha Ravina, wherever they have Machlokes, Halach, Kedivrei Hameikel. Wait a second. So why is it Departu? Davi Chumra Legabe Mafkid. So, and then Imam says, no, Kula Chumra is a Kula for one, it's a Chumra for the other. So, why is it Potter? Mikol Malkom Choshev Kula Liftor HaMuchzak. So, Tos is telling me, it's not that we paskim Shiba by the Mutter. Because of this cloud, what are we paskim? It stays with the Muchzak. You can't take it out. The Gra is going to use this for one. Something he's going to say immediately. Okay, now, the Gemara begins here, Sadev Ovam and Aleph. I'll just introduce you to the Gemara. Tomorrow there's no shir. I have a verse of a great grandson. Okay. Boy Rami Bachom. Shala Leriva Mahu. To show the animal, to rovea the animal. Kedeshai li inshi bo'inan aloch alo shai li inshi. This is not a normal use for the animal. Odil matayim emay mishum hano, hanami yisai hano. He's benefiting from it. Says Rashi, shol l'rivo, huatzmo, l'chayev abon seho alo. Is this a shaila? It's not a shaila. Take a look in the Rambam. Rambam says, it is a shayla. It's a shayla bolavimo or not. Everyone lifts up their hands. They don't understand what the Rambam's talking about. If it's a shayla, so apply bolavimo. Take a look in the Rambam. Odilma, time of mine, Mishum Hano, my name is Hano. Sholule Rolls, Bo. You have a Rolls Royce. I want people to think that I'm very rich, so I'm showing your Rolls Royce to put it in my driveway. So everyone will look, oh, he has a Rolls Royce in his driveway. I'm doing nothing with it. I'm just parking this Rolls Royce in my driveway. Is this a she'ela or not? She'ehe nira osher, choshev. And therefore, when I go to the bank for get a loan, the bank will say, okay, no problem, you have a Rolls Royce in your driveway, it'll give me a loan. People extend credit to me. Okay, Rashi. Hakifa, they'll loan money. They'll sell me on credit. No bashrai. Do you need hanor from the animal itself? I don't get any, I'm not physically using it. I'm just passively using it. But that's, is that enough or not? I am using it, but it's not a physical use of it. Says Rashi, is this a shoal or not a shoal? Says the Rambam, you'll take a look at Legabe Bolavimo. Yeah. Shai the lasses bapochas mi pruta mahu. Mamona bean, all sorts of things. Shomer Shutfim. Shutfim will get into more detail. First of all, what is this whole thing talking about? These are very unusual usages of it. Okay. So, is it every unusual usage? Specific unusual usages? Okay. Yeah, very, very careful. That's number one. Number two, Gemara ends up with a teiku. The Rambam says, the Rambam has a very unusual version of the teiku. He says, and what's the teiku? Perek Yud, Hilchos Chiyuvos Halacha. He says, no, Perek Beis, excuse me. when it comes to shutfim, he says teiku is im, you don't pay im tofso habaylam emotzim miyodu poshibo harisim eol im pshir yomashalim. The machlokas between the Magid Mishnah and the Gro, what the pshat is in this Rambam, or poshibo is different. This is the outline. After we do this, then we'll get into all the questions of Shaila, and we're going to go back to what the sugya we learned at Daf Lamed Daled. Because if you may recall, you may not recall. Hopefully, you do recall, but very possible you don't. Then, when the Ramban is what's the case in Daf Lamed Daled, you have Shutfim Shasho Alu, and one says I'll pay. Does he get kefil or not? Or you need both to pay to get kefil. The Ramban in his pshat there says the ikur raya that he has is from Bob Metzia, Daf, Sarevov Amar Aleph. You'll see how the different Rishonim go through the sugya and Sarevov Amar Aleph, and we'll bring those two sugyas together. But first, we'll go, what is the pop? And in Shalul Leriva, you'll take a look at the Me'iri. Me'iri tries to explain it, and he's trying to explain the Shitas Rambam as well. Okay. Okay.